What is love? In his Bhakti Sutras, the great sage Narada defines love in the following way. When love comes, God reveals himself. By attaining it, a person becomes perfect, immortal, and satisfied forever. This is how you know that it is love. When I first read this utterance, I found it hard to accept in any way. At that time, my understanding of love came mostly from being infatuated with others. I did not understand the difference between love and being in love. I knew nothing of the difference between infatuation and love. There is a difference. In a hit dance song, Hathaway sings, "What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more." At that time in my existence, my understanding of love was entirely based on the degree to which I was able to successfully engage in the bartering and trading of needs for wants. The degree to which I felt in control in this trading, along with whether or not I felt there was equality in this bartering and trading between myself and others, determined, in my view, the degree to which I was successful in love. Sound familiar? In addition, all of my understandings about love and how to attain it came from my parents, close friends, and authority figures in my life. I modeled after those who I felt were more successful in love than me. My understanding and experience of love became skewed with each breakup. I became guarded and manipulative. Trust grew to be something foreign to me, and gradually it came to represent a loss of control. With this perception came a decline in compassion and a bitterness with respect to intimacy. Lovers became mere objects of desire, and friends had to meet my "what have you done for me lately?" standard. This predicament went on for quite some time. Then, by God's grace, I met my guru. Supreme love. Love is a necessity for our existence. We cannot survive without love. And any form and degree of love is better than no love at all. However, this can only be understood in the context of what love really is. For love is supreme, and there is nothing higher, nothing greater than love. I only began to understand this by keeping the company of my guru, Muktananda Paramahamsa. By his love, I am. By his love, I came to understand and experience God's love for me and for all sentient and insentient beings. By his grace, I came to know what love really is and began to revel in its overwhelming power. For love to be love, it cannot be conditional. It cannot be dependent on anything or anyone outside yourself, because that would make it conditional. A physician once said, "The best medicine is love." Someone asked, "What if it doesn't work?" He smiled and answered, "Increase the dose."